Israel continues to impede the legitimate work of human rights organizations through unjustified smears, reprisals, and abuse of security laws. We also deplore arbitrary detention of defenders and others by OPT authorities. We call on states to take urgent measures to ensure an immediate ceasefire and a halt to weapon sales contributing to violations. Implementation of the International Court of Justice orders and advisory opinion, cooperation with the ICC and UN body, and immediate release of all arbitrarily detained persons, including lawyers, defenders, journalists, medical and humanitarian workers, children, and hostages. Thank you.
Thank you. I give the floor to Women's Center for Legal Aid and Counseling.
Mr. Vice President, since October 7th, 2023, the illegally annexed part of occupied Jerusalem has been witnessing an alarming acceleration in the advancement and promotion of illegal settlements amid the ongoing Israeli genocide launched on Gaza. And while international attention is focused on the humanitarian catastrophe it created, Israel is intensifying efforts to entrench its unlawful control over the illegally annexed part of Jerusalem. These actions flagrantly violate international law and demonstrate a blatant disregard for the recent advisory opinion of the International Court of Justice, which determined that Israel's policies and practices, including the establishment of settlements, are illegal under international law. Critically, under its discriminatory planning and zoning